PRI's podcasts and on-demand audio are free, thanks to contributions from listeners like you. Make a difference. Invest in better media. Contribute at PRI.org. Thank you.
This is a track from the latest CD by Haitian musician Belo. He's in the midst of a world tour, and a pretty extensive tour it is. By the end of this summer, he'll have played in France, Vietnam, Morocco, Congo, Austria, and the U.S., and a few other countries as well. Belo's on the road to promote his CD, Reference. Belo joins us today from New York. And Belo, if it's Tuesday, it must be Belgium, huh? I mean, what's life been like on the road, and what do you enjoy most about it?
Well, what I enjoy the most is the fact that I can see different parts of the world. I take my time to visit, to go to the museum, you know. So, like I just did in Vietnam, and this is just to make it fun, you know what I mean? It's not working all the time. Sometimes you need to take a break, you need to relax, but sometimes it's not possible.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that your house in Haiti was destroyed in the January 12th earthquake. When were you last in Haiti?
2 months ago, I went to Haiti. I think that I'm a lucky man. First of all, I was not in Haiti. And second of all, I don't have any close member of my family who was dying in this earthquake. The house, I can rebuild it.
You live in France right now, and you're traveling all over the world. Do you still call Haiti home?
Of course, yeah. Yes. I'm still living in Haitian time, home sweet home.
You really are an ambassador of sorts. You help raise awareness about Haiti. You've been doing that even before the earthquake. What message or messages do you want to bring to fans around the globe? And has it changed, or have they changed at all since the earthquake?
First of all, my mission through my music is to give positive message to the Haitian people. And I always give messages to the youth, messages for peace. And the other message that I want to give to the world is there's also good things about this country. And I think that the music or the arts is one of the biggest things that Haiti has to share with the rest of the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it would seem as if your tour schedule is so crazy. Is it this grueling right now in part, do you think, because people really are more aware and more curious about all things Haiti, including Haitian musicians?
Yes, that's true. I must say that I have always touring, but I think this year is a little bit special since I met so many people who never heard about Haiti before the earthquake. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. Now they become more sensitive when it's come to Haiti.
Well, with your music, your last album came out in 2008. With your life on the road as it is these days, is there any time to record?
I'm working on it right now.
You are?
So my third album is supposed to be ready by the end of the summer. And I think that the Haitian people now, they need more hope. This is what I'm going to try to give as message in my third album.
Haitian musician Belo, Reference, is his latest CD, and a new CD on the way. And you can check out Belo's world tour itinerary by going to theworld.org. Belo, thank you. Really nice to speak with you.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Eric Goldberg composed the world's theme music. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Katie Clark. Have a great weekend.